Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area, where right over my shoulder over here, the hurricane specialists are looking at the latest information on Hurricane Laura. Latest we have 110 mile per hour wind, so continuing to increase in strength as we were forecasting, and it looks like right now continuing to grow with time. And look at this satellite. I mean, it's just, you really start to look at and compare this to where we were yesterday in the strength. Some of these areas here are just the big convection, the strong convection, the heavy rain associated, and also the highest winds associated with Hurricane Laura. And notice the eye right there, and some of that convection rotating right around that eye. Also a very healthy storm, as you can see some of this cirrus blowing off of the top of the storm, indicating it's just a healthy storm and no reason it won't continue to increase in strength as we approach the Texas and Louisiana coastline. Let's look at the latest forecast that we have. Very similar forecast that we had before, however, a little stronger. I think that's the biggest difference in the forecast. A few other things to note. Looking at the tropical storm force winds here stretching out about 150 miles away from the center. So notice it's just well outside the cone. It's well outside the center of the system. And hurricane force winds about 40 miles out from the center. So as we progress towards the coast, you know, a catastrophic event, very life-threatening event underway with Hurricane Laura, with the winds, the hurricane force winds reaching the coastline late tonight, early Thursday morning. And that's what we have to prepare for. And even away from the coast, you start seeing even inland still a tropical storm as we approach Shreveport area. So trees down, power outages, a very dangerous situation associated with the wind, and also dangerous with the rainfall as well. Some of the rainfall totals could add up very quickly. Some areas getting 6 to 10 inches of rain, maybe even 15 inches of rain in some areas. And it's not just on the coast. We're looking well into Arkansas and even getting into Tennessee, and you know looking at Kentucky there, flash flooding over the next couple days, even towards the end of the week. That's something that we really need to watch out for. Deadly flash flooding. And also, we start looking at the storm surge. A very dangerous situation is associated with the storm surge. This is the latest map that we have. Let's go over some of these numbers, because these are definitely life-threatening numbers. 6 to 9 feet. We start talking about the Bolivar Peninsula, back over to Galveston Bay, 3 to 5 foot. Right along the center and to the right, that's where you have that onshore flow pushing that water in. Areas around Sabine Lake, Calcasieu Lake, the Calcasieu River, some of those areas, 10 to 15 foot of storm surge. That is life-threatening storm surge. Waves, even on top of that, making the water even higher over Intercoastal City, Vermilion Bay, 8 to 12 foot of storm surge. And all the way to the mouth of the river, you can see areas with 4 to 7 foot of storm surge. So definitely a life-threatening situation. And in some areas up the Calcasieu River, you start thinking about some of this surge could reach 30 miles inland. So very dangerous situation, not just on the coast, but well into Lake Charles, you know, portions of Calcasieu Parish, Cameron Parish. Just a very dangerous situation associated with the storm surge. So listen to those local officials. If they tell you to get out, you got to get out. We'll be keeping you updated on Hurricane Laura from here at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida.